we take our different poisons. First comes the bride in flashing lights, and then comes the wave of the voice. Cause there's hunger that feeds us, hunger that bleeds us, hunger that feeds us, hunger that bleeds us, hunger that feeds us, hunger that bleeds us. And there is no end to this, there is no end to this, there is no end to this.
Was New Model Army with Here Comes the War live. Guess what that set was all about. We started off with Blackened by Metallica. And actually, I've had that blackened whiskey that they made, and it's not half bad, to be perfectly honest. I think it's a little overpriced. Became kind of a whiskey connoisseur during the pandemic because everything was closed and I had nothing to spend my money on. So I decided, hey, let's drink the good shit. And yeah, that blackened whiskey isn't too bad, depending on what strength. It comes in several proofs. And some of it is like insanely just like quasi drinkable with an ice cube. Anyway, but on the whole, very good whiskey, in my opinion. So, yeah, Blackened by Metallica, Too Many Puppies by Primus, Legion's War by Zoe Keating. Fun fact, those are all local artists. Metallica, sort of. Primus, definitely. And Zoe Keating, definitely. Then we had Bad Religion with Let Them Eat War. Obviously not a local band from Southern California. Bad Religion. Maldor on The Cured Catastrophe does the Bad Religion SAT word of the week. At least these do. Where, you know, you learn the meanings of words like susurration and nihility and can't think of any more. But Joe Eskenazi wrote this really interesting article today that had this fascinating word that would definitely make it in a Bad Religion song, and I forget what the word is now. Begin with a V. Matters not. Anyway, then we had New Model Army with Here Comes the War. All right, public service announcement time again, as we are a community radio station, and we're going to read about and announce one of my favorite things to do. It's called Ride a Bike. I rode my bike here to the Radio Valencia studio tonight, as I do to most places in San Francisco. Do you want to start biking in San Francisco? Take a free urban bicycling class and get rolling. The San Francisco Bike Coalition offers free bike education classes for beginner, intermediate, and advanced cyclists, as well as bike safe driving classes. Check out the schedule, sfbike.org. And also, as a public service announcement, I know we're called Radio Valencia, but Valencia Cyclery, don't take your bike there. I have had many a bad experience. I mean, if you want to buy a shirt or oil or, you know, maybe even a bike, that's fine. Don't get your bike worked on at Valencia Cyclery. They suck. Also, as we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization, all of these opinions about Trump, the war, Radio Valencia, Valencia Cyclery, etc., are the sole opinions of Bo's Veranda and not Radio Valencia. But just saying, had some bad experiences at Valencia Cyclery. So I won't tell you where they're located, but it's pretty close. Anyway. And kudos again to everyone who did the repainting of the studio. Definitely work in progress, but I'm loving it already. Anyway. We're going to get back to some music on Bo's Veranda and play some 80s music that I think a lot of people forgot about until recently when they started touring again. And this is a band called The. And maybe you'll recognize the backup singer. Maybe you won't. We'll get back to that in a minute. But yeah, this is just a killer tune that got to play called Slow Train to Dawn.
So trains don't.
That was a little Portishead, obviously. The first tune was Slow Train to Dawn. by The. And if you didn't catch who the backup singer was, that was a song after. That was Woman by Nina Cherry, who went on to have quite an interesting career. Nina Cherry moved to the United Kingdom in the midst of the punk era, where she found her people. She met Tess Pullett, V. Everteen, and Ariup from the Stills. Her stepfather, Don Cherry, was touring with them and took 15-year-old Nina along. This is reading from Uncle Bo's record guide. Kidding. Wikipedia. Anyway, interesting story about Nina Cherry. She is technically a Swedish singer. Her musical career started in the early 80s in London, England, where she performed with a number of punk and post-punk bands in her youth, including The Slits, Rip Rig, and Panic. She's released 6 studio albums under her own name. The first, Raw Like Sushi, was released in 1989 and peaked at number 2 on the UK albums chart, thanks in large part to the worldwide hit Buffalo Stance. Everyone remembers that tune. So that's why I didn't play it, because, hey, fuck that side A bullshit. Her second studio album was 1992's Homebrew. 4 years later, she released Man 1996, with her next studio album, Blank Project, coming up in 2014. Her most recent album, The Versions, was released in 2022. In addition to releasing those studio albums, she formed a band, Circus, in 2006, that collaborated with a Thing, releasing an album entitled The Cherry Thing in 2012. Nina Cherry has won 2 Brit Awards and an MTV Europe Music Award, and has been nominated for a Grammy. So, always kind of a kind of knew her, kind of didn't know her kind of artist, Nina Cherry. Anyway, we're going to get back to some music. Oh, wait, no, first we're going to be neighborly. And now the McCalendar is loaded. The makeout room tomorrow, St. Paddy's Day warm-up with the Pogues. Technically, today is St. Paddy's Day, whatever. Plus, Gail Lynn and her hired hands, $10, 7 to 9:30 p.m. Techno Tuesday, after that, with DJ Jenny, Dark Melodic and Driving Techno Club Focused Energy, free 9:30 to 2 a.m. And then BFF FM tomorrow night. That would be Wednesday. BFM Karaoke, host of the Makeout Room. BFM, very good sister radio station of ours. A lot of help we've gotten from BFM. Some of our DJs have gone there. Anyway, good energy there at BFF FM. There goes the loop back to Bo's Veranda on Radio Valencia. Anyway, we're not going to say too much because we're running out of time. And as usual, I overprepared. And we actually got some decent metal tunes submitted to Radio Valencia. So I'm going to play one of those and shut the fuck up. This is White Walls by Abrams. We'll be right back.
Blowing through your hair. Well, come on, roll with me till the sun goes down. Texas sun. Texas sun.
Ooh, baby, you're so gorgeous. Big body.
Take a ride with me, babe. You by my side. How does it sound? You and I. Oh, girl. Take a ride with me, babe. You by my side. How does it sound? You and I. How does it sound? We'll be right back.
Left Chicago on Bugs Veranda, coming to you live from the Radio Valencia studio on 22nd Street, right next to the makeout room between Mission and Valencia. We started that all off with a little Abrams with White Walls, little Judas Priest there, Free Will Burning, little Barry. Band I'm very fond of lately. That was More Miles of Bad Road. And we had Texas Sun by Kurangabin. Apparently that's how you pronounce the name of that band. It's been driving me nuts for like 6 years now. Anyway, some friends saw them at the Greek Theater in Berkeley. And I think they're coming up again. Played two nights in a row. Have not seen them, but I hear they're amazing live. Guy's got an incredible guitar tone. And then, of course, that was Stevie Ray Vaughan with one of my favorite Stevie Ray Vaughan tunes, Texas Flood. Little Jesus Left Chicago. Little Texas back in there. Anyway, we only have about 10 minutes left. I'm going to go a little bit over, play some more tunes, and then scoot out of here, and I'll be back next week. But we're going to play this really cool local artist. His name is Bill Orcutt. He's been a staple of the music community in the Bay Area. Played at my friend Doug's wedding from Beyond All Limits. And we got some other shit coming up after that. But yeah, we're going to play this tune. It's his new album, which is called Music in Continuous Something. Continuous Motion, that's what it is. Sorry. And yeah, this is a really interesting, like, this guy just goes for it. I'm a guitar player, and I really do appreciate his approach to making music, because he just plays and goes for it. And sometimes it gets recorded, but it's way better live. He played at the Makeout Room, actually, not too long ago. Anyway, I'm going to shut the fuck up and get out of here. It was a little Bill Orcutt, Now Nearly Gone, is the name of this tune.